Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You are looking live at
Brent Musburger.
Would you believe it? Craig Krenzel strikes with a minute and a half left. Holy Buckeyes!
Broadcasting legend.
Caught by Boston College. I don't believe it. Oh. It's a touchdown. The Eagles win it.
Here's the division championship.
Pleased with this selection. Oh, yeah. Why not a selfie?
That is the biggest comeback in Michigan football history.
Some of you may know him as Eminem.
You are a legend, my friend. Thank you.
You're the legend, my
Thank
friend.
Host on VSiN Live.
For the win. Good. Ring the church bells. The Raiders are a winner. Just finished, baby.
Brent Musburger.
You've seen it before, and it never grows old.
Brent Musburger with McNeil and Parkins on 670 The Score.
This hour on The Score brought to you by Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago and our conversation with Brent Musburger, sponsored by Bet Chicago for betting and fantasy football coverage. Download the app today and bet for free. He's, of course, with VSiN and VSiN.com. You hear the action updates in the 2 and 5 o'clock hour. Brent Musburger back on with us. How you doing today, Brent?
How about those Wildcats, lad?
We have. We need to know what cigar you prefer, because your Wildcats will represent the Big Ten West in the big game in Indianapolis. Is Honduran tobacco acceptable for Brent Musburger?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yes, it is. They've been passing that off as Cuban tobacco for decades, and Honduran tobacco works for me.
Okay. We'll get you some. This is a first for Pat Fitzgerald. It's a first for the Northwestern program. And I want to ask you, as one who has seen the evolution of college football for decades, if the Big Ten finally, a decade ago, adopting this championship game, if it's been good for the game, in your opinion. It's obviously good for the cash register, but is it good for college football, and why?
Well, I think it would be even better if the winner of these conference championship games automatically qualified for the playoff. In other words, expand the four. I think I've told you fellas before, go to eight. The champion of each of the major conferences, the Power Five, should automatically go to the playoff. Then the best team out of the rest of the conferences, last year obviously would have been Central Florida, might be Central Florida again this year. So you've got six, and then a committee can choose the two at large any which way they want. Start the countdown on the conference campuses. The top four rated teams would host the next four, the first round, and then move on to your bowl locations and go from there. Obviously, it has been a moneymaker, and it's great for a team like Northwestern that certainly is not going to be favored against either Michigan or Ohio State. They probably will be at least a 10, even though they lost to Michigan by only three in the previous year. But certainly, the fans could get together. They go to Indianapolis. They could travel. I'm all for the fellowship. I'm all for the kids getting a chance to win themselves a title. But what has to be done, and the National Hockey League and the National Basketball Association and the National Football League can tell the college poobahs that once you go down the playoff road, you will expand someday.
Brent, there's been a lot of discussion in this town about the lack of national respect from media members for the Bears, and I don't really much care about that, but that'll come in due time. How do your friends in the desert see like that? That's the respect I care about. Are the Bears respected at the window?
Oh, absolutely. I think I told you last week that I liked them, and there was a little doubt because they had done poorly in divisional games. And I think the question you put to me is, do I believe in trends? And
yes.
I said, not ones that go way back historically, because they're going to end. Now, to give you an idea, VSiN here in the desert, we bring out point spread weekly, okay? And I'm going to go to a trend that you probably don't know, and here it is, Minnesota at Chicago. Minnesota is 9-35-1 ATS in their last 45 games on the road against solid defensive teams, allowing less than 20 points per game. The winning percentage there is 79.5%. In other words, return on investment is well over 50%. The average score during that time, 29-16 in favor of the Vikings road opponent, okay? Longest running trend that our editor, Steve McKinnon, has ever found. It's certainly effective. It's 45 games. And when you look at solid defensive teams, the Bears are one. So, you know, I don't really care what the media thinks about teams, because if you follow the media and if you bet who they pick week to week, you're going to go bust, okay? They're not good handicappers, and they never have been. I was one, and I wasn't a good handicapper. But out here in the desert, they pay attention to things like that. Now, that's a trend that I can believe in, and the Bears are only minus 2.5. So in the Super Contest, I will certainly play them, because I'm not even giving the home field value of 3, and that game's a night game in the Windy City. My buddy Cody Parkey, I used to live in Jupiter, Florida, his hometown, and I hope he practiced well in the winds of Soldier Field and no more clanking the uprights, if you know what I mean.
Oh, we know what you mean.
Super Clank, Captain Clank, we called him. Yeah, quite the story here in town last night with helicopters hovering over Soldier Field trying to get a glimpse of the lad.
Oh, that's great. His mom is such a great fan, and she used to. He kicked at Auburn and kicked on a national championship team. So I've known the family for a long, long time. Hardworking young man, tough job at the National Football League. Once they moved that extra point back to 33 yards instead of basically a chip shot, put some doubt in those kickers' minds when they miss one, and then they go all Looney Tunes on us. So. The kicking is certainly something to watch.
I want to back you up just a minute. You talked about a stretch where you didn't pick games very well. And now with this being so much a part of your livelihood, I assume there have been market improvements. What have you done, Brent, to be a better investor?
The numbers are far more important than I ever thought. Most of the time when you're in the media, you just look at teams and you say, that's a good team, that's a bad team. That's a home team, that's a visiting team. There's obvious things, but there's far, far more things. For example, let's just take the Cincinnati Bengals. I went back yesterday. They've given up well over 500 yards in each of their last 3 games. That's a record that's probably been well published. And they're catching 6.5 points in a rematch game against Baltimore. But the Baltimore Ravens have a quarterback question regarding Joe Flacco, as you're very well aware. A handicapper, instead of jumping to conclusion immediately, oh, I'm taking a 6.5, I'm riding with the Bengals, they'll come back from that horrible defense, Joe Flacco may not be able to play, but a good handicapper says, you know, I'm either going to pass on that game or I'm going to sit, wait, watch, and listen, okay? And now, you can even go up on the NFL site. You pay them a fee. You can watch the tapes of all the games. You can go back and look at that first game between the Ravens and how much will the Bengals miss their great wide receiver Green in this rematch. There's far more to handicapping than trying to pick a winner than just saying, oh, I like that team. Give me team A. I like team B. That's the way it used to be. We did it in a hurry. We didn't spend as much time as professional handicappers do.
Do you limit your moves, make fewer plays than you used to? That's been helpful for me the last few years.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And one of the things that helped, believe it or not, is the contest, because that limits me to 5 a week in that regard. The other thing that the good handicappers do, now they'll occasionally parlay money lines as a group, but for the most part, they stay away from parlays. They attack individual games, because you've got a better chance in the long run. Now, I have fun with my guys in the desert, and I pick up the Super Teaser card down to South Point just basically to have fun. But that's strictly for entertainment purposes. If you think you're going to get rich picking a Super Teaser card, forget about it. The parlay cards are a huge moneymaker. for the casinos out here in Nevada. But you put your finger on a very solid handicapping point. Limit the number of games you bet on. The other one would be don't bet with your heart. Bet with your head. Pay attention. Even though you may be in love with the Bears or the Vikings, your favorite team, don't bet it just because it's your favorite team. That also will lead in the long run to a loss of money. But it's not as lucky as people think it is. And there's only a handful of guys that I know who really are able to make substantial money betting football, which is the favorite sport to bet on.
I made one of the worst bets of my life, and that is saying something. I've made a lot of bad ones, but I already know. The game hasn't even been played yet, Brent, and I know it's a horrible bet. I'm a Syracuse alum. They're playing Notre Dame at Yankee Stadium. Line opens 9.5. I wait to see which way it's going to move, because obviously 10 is huge, but I don't see much of a difference between 9.5 and 9. It goes down to 9, so I jump on it. Bet Syracuse +9, bet Syracuse on the money line, wake up this morning, check the game, and it's Syracuse +10.5.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Okay, but you could well be on the right side. I mean, I have a lot of friends out here who've liked Syracuse for a long time in this game. But when you like a team like that, my advice is, and they're playing a public team, and Notre Dame is certainly the most public of teams, like Alabama, teams like that, okay? You want to back them. You know the money's coming in on Notre Dame, and you know you want to position against them. Wait as long as you possibly can, because the late dollars are coming their way. Our bookies have said out here all week that was going to go to double digits. Notre Dame favored in the Yankee Stadium in that game on Saturday. But let me tell you something. There's a lot of people I know follow the Irish a lot closer than I do, and Syracuse. They like Dino Babers, and they think that your school is going to give them all they can handle. So I wouldn't sell that ticket to somebody else, if you know what I mean.
Okay, sounds good. Brent, do you have a favorite game in the NFL this weekend, if you had to pick one?
Yeah, if I had to pick one game this week, I would either go with the Seahawks tonight, giving 2.5, or the Bears giving 2.5 on Sunday night. Thursday night, in fact, just as you called, I was weighing, because if you play the contest on Thursday night, and I have written the Seahawks down, I have to send in my other entries. I don't get the advantage of waiting a couple of days on the entry. So obviously I would take the Cincinnati Ravens game out of the rotation. I wouldn't even consider it. And I probably will wind up going with the Seahawks tonight. There's a huge advantage on Thursday night for a home team. This is not an anti-Green Bay Packers bet at all. I don't want everybody to think that. This is strictly advantage Thursday night, home team. I mean, the Packers had to travel last night. Seahawks were with their own families after practicing at home leisurely. The coaches have an extra day to work on the tape. They're familiar with the surroundings. So I would rate the Seahawks right now as probably a little bit better than the Bears, simply because we always know that the Vikings are capable of coming up with a good performance. But right now, the Seahawks or the Bears would be my two favorite picks.
Brent, I got one last thing for you. I'm going to ask you to throw a log on the fire if you choose to do so. A friend of mine texted me Monday night during Monday Night Football to comment on the new crew. Now, we've covered the new crew with you, but he's saying, boy, what have they done with my song? We remember when Howard Cosell was the voice of Monday Night Football. And I never met Howard. And from what I was told by Bob Costas 30 years ago, I didn't miss anything. In an interview Costas did with my host when I was producing Chet Kopick's show, he said of Cosell, if they would have cut him open, demons and poison would spill out all over the floor. Was Howard Cosell an insufferable son of a bitch in your dealings with him?
Absolutely, positively not. I was a great friend of Howard's. Now, he could be at times, okay? He could be insufferable, but certainly not all the time. I spent many, really, an entertaining time with him, especially before he became very bitter about Pete Rozelle and the league. Then then you would, you would probably stay away from him a little bit, if you know what I mean. Howard would get into his vodka at lunch and get a little carried away. But, for example, Super Bowl III, when I was working at BBM Radio in Chicago and I was covering the Super Bowl, Joe Namath and the Colts, I was in a photo deck with a press pass, and Howard Cosell was with me. There was just two of us, and so I had the pleasure of getting an earful about the great ability of Joe Willie Namath. I'll tell you, young man, the Colts are choking. So I had an exclusive broadcast, but under no circumstance would I portray him in that way. I spent way too many positive times with him.
Okay, very cool. Very good. Brent, have a great weekend. We always enjoy our visits, man.
All right, my friends. Go Bears and go Wildcats. Thanks a lot, guys.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.